नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे इज श्री बलराम्स अपीयरेंस डे, बलराम जयंती। सो कृष्णा appeared as the eighth son of Vasudev and Devaki. But before that, six other children were born and they were killed by Kamsa one after another. And then this arrangement was actually made because the demigods, they wanted that Krishna should come quickly. In the purport, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is mentioning that generally when a woman gives birth to a child, then her next pregnancy takes time. So the demigods thought that if six or seven children have to be born, and then they have to be brought up and grow up, they have to grow up, then the next pregnancy, it'll take a long time. So they wanted to accelerate the process. So they knew that Kalnemi, a big demon, he cursed the sons of Hiranyaksha that they would be killed by their own father. And so, I'm sorry, Kalnemi's sons, so they were actually cursed that Kalnemi's sons were cursed that they would be killed by their own father. So he had six sons known as Satgarbhas. So, and Kalnemi took birth, in Dwapar Yuga. Kalnemi appeared as Kamsa. So these six sons, those were cursed to be killed by Kalnemi. So demigods kept blessing them one after another in the womb of Devaki. And according to the curse, as they were born, their father from the previous life killed them, Kamsa. So we find that in Krishna's pastime, everything is perfectly organized. Everything is perfectly arranged. Nothing, no coincidence, no accident, no chance. Everything is perfectly harmonized. So those six sons were born by Kamsa. Little did he know that by the arrangement of providence, he was actually killing his own sons. Whereas he was thinking that he was killing the sons of Devaki and Vasudeva. Then the seventh one was Balaram, seventh son. Appeared in the womb of Devaki. But then, this son was transferred into the womb of Rohini. And Kamsa thought that Devaki had a miscarriage. And at the seventh month, this baby from the womb of Devaki was transmitted to the womb of Vasudeva. Womb of Rohini. So, and this son in due course of time appeared as the son of Rohini, Rohini Nandan, Balaram. And because he was attracted from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb, he was known also as Shankarsha. So today is Lord Balaram's appearance. Actually, Balaram is Krishna's elder brother. In the spiritual sky, that arrangement that is made by the divine arrangement of Krishna, divine arrangement of Krishna's internal potency, Yogamaya, there, this expansion, the first expansion of Krishna, is manifested in the form of Balaram. He appears before Krishna appears. And he makes all the arrangements for Krishna's pleasure. So he is Bala and he is Ram. He is the source of all the strength in one hand, and he is also arranging for all the pleasure of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, today is the day of Balaram's appearance, Balaram Jayanti. In this Shravan, this particular month is known as Shravan, and then comes Bhadra. The Shravan ends and Bhadra begins with this Purnima, the full moon. And in this Purnima, Balaram appeared. And on the Ashtami day, Krishna appeared. So Janmashtami, today is the Purnima, full moon. And how many days from today is Janmashtami?
8 days.
Another 8 days. So, this is called Krishna Paksha. Krishna Paksha means the moon became full gradually from new moon, dark moon, to it became full moon, and then from full moon it'll start to reduce. It'll become darker and darker. So that is why it is called Krishna Paksha, the dark phase. And Balaram also has a very special characteristic. Balaram, he is the source of all the living entities, ultimately. The source of all the living entities, all the jivas, are actually coming from Balaram in the spiritual sky. In the material concept, all the jivas are coming from Mahavishnu. But in the spiritual context, all the jivas are coming from Balaram. And what does Balaram do? Balaram engages everyone in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Balaram is the original spiritual master. He is the original spiritual master. In Krishna's pastimes, different demons were signify different aspects of our impediments to Krishna consciousness. Now, most of the demons in Vrindavan were killed by Krishna. But some demons were killed by Balaram. One such demon is Dhenukasura. Dhenuk means a donkey, an ass. What are the asses famous for? Asses are famous for their stupidity. don't you call a foolish person, you're an ass? And what is the display or this the their stupidity? The stupidity is that a donkey, most really in the West you don't see that. In India, you see that the donkeys carry big weight. Sometimes we used to see the donkeys used to carry such a big weight that you didn't see the donkey. It looked like two bundles on two sides are moving by themselves. And that's true. Like, I mean, that's how stupid a donkey is. Donkey carries a big burden. Why? Because its Prabhu, its master, gives him a little grass. There's no dearth of grass in this planet. There's plenty of grass everywhere. But because he's a donkey, he thinks that unless he carries this big burden, he won't get his grass. So that is the donkey mentality. That is the influence of Dhenukasura in our lives. And Balaram comes and he kills that demon. And Dhenukasura, not only he carries a donkey, he carries the big burden. What does the Dhenukasura is doing in Vrindavan? It is protecting these fruits. And when Krishna wanted the fruits, he said, no, I won't give it to you. So similarly, the fruits of our actions are not offered to Krishna by the influence of Dhenukasura. And the spiritual master comes and what does he do? He kills Dhenukasura and offers all the fruits to Krishna. Enables us to offer all the fruits of our actions to Krishna. So, that is how the spiritual master is guiding us in our spiritual life. And that is Balaram. The influence of Balaram. That is the representation of Balaram by the spiritual master. Another demon that was killed by Balaram is Pralambasura. And Pralambasura is the deception. He came in disguise as a devotee. Sometimes it happens, sometimes people come, they pose themselves to be great devotees. But actually they are demons. They are enemies of Krishna. And what does the spiritual master do? Spiritual master exposes them and frees us from their influence. He tells us, don't follow these so-called babas and so-called yogis and so-called... Like these are not devotees of Krishna. They are not going to help you in your spiritual life. There are so many pretentious gurus. So the bona fide spiritual master saves us from those fake gurus and situates us on the right path of Krishna consciousness. That is the mercy of Balaram. So today is the Balaram Jayanti, the appearance day of Balaram. So let us take shelter of Balaram so that we can approach Krishna without any hindrance. Balaram will remove all the hindrances from the path of our spiritual progress. I was thinking of selecting some verse from the 10th canto, but I think now we can go to Brahma Samhita. Everyone understood Balaram's significance?